You're a magician, Mr. Grint. Your powers are unreal, but you're always overshadowed by that Potter. How's that feel, Mr. Grint? You're a second banana in a show you can't steal. You're a sidekick, Mr. Grint, and you'd like a leading role, but you tend to tumble downward when you guard that Quidditch goal, Mr. Grint. And Fleur wouldn't touch you with a 39.5-foot wand. You're a sly one, Mr. Grint, even though you've got no scar. You make a smashing entrance in a stolen flying car, Mr. Grint. And when you were surrounded by enormous spiders, you had to be rescued by that stolen flying car. You're affluent, Mr. Grint, a former normal kid. Now you've got a couple mansions worth about 10 million quid, Mr. Grint. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stinking, filthy, rich. You're a redhead, Mr. Grint. And when you get too much sun, you're a radish with an accent, a tomato with a tongue, Mr. Grint. Your face is an amazing conglomeration of the most carcinogenic and multifaceted blemishes imaginable. And I'll just bet you have freckles on your bum. You entertain me, Mr. Grint. You're number 8 of 9, including Molly and Arthur. And though Fred and George are wacky, you still get the funny lines, Mr. Grint. You're a gawky, awkward goofball with a broken wand and limited Quidditch skills. But Miss Watson thinks you're fine.